And vestry. Since then, numerous rumors have surrounded Caroline's return, but none have been as positive as today's report. It's believed that the Irish business entrepreneur Ronan O'Reilly has secured financial backing to the sum of £3 million. And has bought the 978-ton ship, the Ross Revenge, now renamed the Imagine. The ship has been fitted with three transmitters, which it is believed are capable of broadcasting to most of Europe. The day for Radio Caroline's return is August the 15th, a date that means much to Caroline fans because it's the anniversary on which Radio Caroline first became officially illegal back in 1967.
Linda Conway with that report on the return of Radio Caroline.
Thank you, Brian. Due to telephonic difficulties, we have a rather truncated financial report today, but you'll get the complete details of the dollar and the pound and the European money market in our financial report this evening. The financial report, such as it was today, courtesy of COMEX Commodity Brokers at 608-977.
And the weather prospects, dry with good sunny spells this afternoon, the high 21 degrees Celsius, winds light, westerly, force 3 to 4 on Dublin Bay.
That's the Independent Radio News. The time is 10 minutes past 1. From Brian and myself, good afternoon.
Music station, Radio Nova, and a couple of oldies to bring us out of the news today. 64, The Searchers, the Jackie DeShannon song, that's When You Walk in the Room. From 66, The Loving Spoonful with John Sebastian, and Do You Believe in Magic? The Stranglers are next on Nova. Excuse me.